Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you warriors of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and today's sermon is called Battle Report. Because we're in a battle. Been in a battle. A lot of people don't want to admit that. They're in denial. And that's their problem, I guess. They might get a rude awakening one of these days from one of the enemy combatants. And we have combatants. I'm not talking about in these days. I'm not talking about just spiritual warfare. I'm talking physical violence that's going on, both by paid thugs and government agents and actual, you know, governments to our people. Now, this is not just the United States. I'm talking about worldwide. But what's going on with these governments is they're locking truth tellers and people that just voice a little opinion, they're locking people up for nothing. Little old ladies, okay? You walk down the street in certain cities in the United States and Europe, and you'll get jumped just for being a white person. There are no-go zones all over this planet. If you don't think that's a war, come on now. I mean, what's it take? Does it have to happen to you or one of your family? Maybe it does. I don't know. Maybe it does. But I'm awake and I'm aware. And even in my peaceful little city, because it's peaceful right now, I'm very vigilant when I'm out. You know, I'm an older fella, even though I'm a great big, strong older fella. they look at anybody with gray hair and a white, you know, white hair or white beard, that, oh, that's a victim, we're going to mug him. Well, they've tried. Shame on them. I don't call the police, okay? I deal with it. And they won't be back. And I've sort of got a rep in the neighborhood as being somebody that, you know, you want to be a little bit friendly toward. Because I'm friendly to everybody. I mean, everybody, even the non-whites. I'm not hateful. I don't go down the street hollering and causing problems. Life is short. We have enough real problems without acting the fool, okay? And we don't have the real violence in this little bitty city that I live in like they do in, say, Chicago or Detroit or Milwaukee or New York or some of the cities over in Europe are getting so bad. I mean, oh, it's just terrible. I want to read something from the book of Revelations. I'm probably going to stick in Revelations today. I don't have a big list. I'm just going as the Spirit tells me here in this battle report. Here's what we're told. This is chapter 2 of the book of Revelations. Beginning in verse 9. I know your works and pressure and poverty, yet you are rich, and you're rich in the Spirit. Okay, that's the whole deal. Rich in the Spirit, not stuff, Spirit. And the blasphemy of those who say they are Yahudim and are not, but are a congregation of Satan. Now, we know who they are, the fake people that claim to be of the tribe of Judah, but they are not. They are Edomites, among other things. They're a whole bunch of things because they're all sort of smushed into one. They've mixed so much that you don't know what they are. And it's hard to tell a lot of times by looking, because they've hidden so well. I mean, the DNA is inside, and they do the works of their father, the devil. But on the outside, they have bred, especially with our people so much, our white people, that some of them look white. They really do. They look like they're white, but they're not. Okay, that DNA will tell. It'll come out. Verse 10. Now, I'm reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. This is my favorite New Testament. This is very accurized, and they've replaced the holy name of Yeshua and Yahweh. None of this business with a lot of the King James. I have King James Bibles, and I have New Revised Standard Versions, and I have Moffat's and Farrar Fenton, and I've got Douay Rheims. I've got all. I've got them all because I study them all, and I see what they have to say. And do a comparison. I have to have the library available to me. Plus, I have Dake Study Bible and the Interpreter's Bible with, like, what are there, 12 volumes. Great. It takes a whole bookshelf. This huge, you know. And I can look stuff up and reference and do all that. Much less these days, because I've been around a long time and I've studied so much that I have a lot of stuff memorized. Well, let's get into verse 10 here of chapter 2. Now, think on today. Now, this is a battle report. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Now, he's talking to the people then, but he's also talking to us now. The end times are approaching. That's true. But they're not here yet. Everything hasn't broken out yet. It's in process. I didn't say it wasn't in process. But not on our timetable, on Yahweh's timetable. Yahweh's going to deal with this situation, okay? Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. See, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. Now, what did I just say in the opening statements about our little old ladies going to jail and Alison Chablow and all the, you know, Ursula Haverback and just, on and on and on and on. In order to try you, that means to test your faith, okay? And you shall have pressure 10 days. Now, what the 10 days is, I don't know. It's a time period, but it's a metaphor. I don't know. This is Revelations, okay? All is not explained. This is not literal. Therefore, 10 days isn't 10 days. It's something else. And I'm not a prophet. I'm just a reader and a teacher. I'll read what's written and you can go from there, okay? Next sentence. Be trustworthy until death. In other words, occupy until I return, and I shall give you the crown of life. In other words, brothers and sisters in the army of Yahweh, we're not to quit. We are never to back off. Never, ever, 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 ever quit. I did 15 years in prison, and I'm back at it. I mean, I can't make anybody do anything. I try to lead by example. I'm no sterling example, but I'm not a weenie either, okay? I may be older, and I may not be the man that I used to be when I was young. As far as brute force and fighting ability and all of that, but been there, done that, okay? And will again. Verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. All right? The Spirit talks to the remnant. That be us, bro. The Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide us. You understand? In these last days, we're going to have to rely on that Holy Spirit because our own willfulness and our own opinions and our own desires will get in the way because we're still trapped in these earthly bodies, these flesh temples that we're privileged to occupy. And sometimes our personal inclinations lead us to do things our way instead of Yahweh's way. So we have to be very, very careful in this battle that we're in. What's it say here in the rest of verse 11? He who overcomes Israel, the overcomers, you will overcome with El. You'll overcome as El. That means divine beings. We will be changed back into our original forms. That's dual meaning, okay? It's got more than one meaning. We lost our immortality due to sin. And when Yeshua returns, the dead are going to rise first, because they can be reconstituted by Yahweh. He is the all-powerful divine being that created the entire universe, and reanimating a body out of the components in the earth is not going to be a problem. The spirit isn't in that body anymore. Okay, the spirit is elsewhere. That spirit will be given a new temple, as we have these temples we're living in right now. We have these temples right now. And eventually they break down, because they're earthly temples and they're not divine. They're not the original style that we were in at first. Well, that's coming. So we won't be harmed by the second death. The second death is the resurrection. There's going to be the righteous resurrected and the unrighteous resurrected of Israel. The others, there's no resurrection. Only Israel. Some of us will be resurrected to eternal life, and some to this second death, to be consigned to the lake of fire with the devil and his angels, and that will be the end. But the others, the ones that are faithful in this battle and have persevered and have kept on, even if we lose our lives, there's dual meaning there as well. We, the remnant, okay, the remnant, will not see the second death. A lot of us are going to have to face the first. I've come close. He healed me and brought me back, and is continuing to heal me and doing miracles in my life. And I'll testify to that, because he's got a job for me to do. I may hang around long enough to see the second coming. I may not. I don't know. He could take me out tonight. But I think he wants me to finish what I'm doing first. That's my personal opinion. Because he sure is working in my life. He's working on me. He's working on me hard. He loves me. I could tell that. But this second death is what's coming to those that won't get it together. Now, I'm talking about Israelites only. I'm not talking about non-Israelites. They don't get the second death. They get the first death, and that's it. They end. Done. Over. Game over. Not so with us. He has another comment in chapter 3, Revelation, verse 9. See, I am giving up those of the congregation of Satan who say they are Yahudim and are not, but lie. They're going to be destroyed. The fakers, okay, the ones that claim to be Israel, but they're not. And he has been lately taking out some of their minions. Okay. chapter 5, and this is the last part of verse 9. You were slain and have redeemed us to Elohim by your blood. That's talking about Yeshua's blood. Redeemed us to Elohim by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, because Israel is scattered all over. We're in dispersion. Verse 10, and made us sovereigns and priests to our Elohim, and we shall reign upon the earth. You can reference Daniel chapter 7, verses 18 through 27 on that one. Daniel 7, 18 through 27. We shall reign upon the earth. We're going to be his administrators. That's what our job's going to be. That's going to be the result after this battle. And chapter 3, verse 21 says, to him who overcomes I shall give to sit with me on my throne, as I have also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. The overcomers, in this battle, occupying until I come, even unto death. Everybody dies here in these temples. If you don't make it till the second coming, you're going to go the way that everybody that's gone before is gone. These things we're living in right now wear out. Okay? They have planned obsolescence. Okay? That's a strange way of putting it. Planned obsolescence. And eventually these things break down. Okay? Your hair falls out, your teeth fall out, you get a little shaky, and hair's white, and stuff sags. Pardon me, I'm taking my herbs. From DIY Health. He really got on my case about taking care of my temple, too. Ooh. Mmm. Battle report. Chapter 7 of Revelation, verse 3. The four messengers given to harm the earth and the sea, and it says, do not harm the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our Elohim upon their foreheads. Your thought pattern is that of Yahweh, and you think in godly terms. You want to be his. You're dedicated, you're converted, you're totally given over to Yahweh. By your choice, not force, your choice. It has to be a willing choice. Otherwise, it means nothing. It's just coercion. That's not conversion. That's coercion. Verse 4, and I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed out of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now there's that magic number, 144,000. Is that literal? Yes or no? We don't know. Chapter 9 of Revelation. Verse 4, and it was said to them that they shall not harm the grass of the earth or any green matter nor any tree, but only those men who do not have. Oops. Do not have the seal of Elohim upon their foreheads. See, there's the other side. That's part of the battle report. They don't have that seal. So whatever's coming with these avenging angels, they're not going to mess with us, the remnant. They're going to mess with those that are not the remnant. Now we have all these people out here in these corporations, all these, they're poisoning everything, they're poisoning everybody, they're poisoning the air, the water, and the soil. And in chapter 11 of the book of Revelations, it says they're going to destroy those who destroy the earth. It's verse 18 of chapter 11, the last section. They're going to get theirs too. Okay? See, these are battle plans that Yahweh is telling. Chapter 9, verse 18, a third of mankind was killed by these three plagues. By the fire and the smoke and the sulfur which came out of their mouths. That's a third of mankind. Those are going to be tares. They're not going to be us. That's not going to touch us. We don't need to fear that. Okay? These are battle plans that Yahweh is saying, and he's daring anybody to do anything about it. Because, one, the grace period is over and he comes into wrath, there's nothing that's going to stand in front of him. And it gives a warning. Says there's a song, a renewed song before the throne, and that, and the only ones that'll be able to sing that song, the only ones that'll know it, are the 144,000. That's chapter 14. Verse 3, chapter 14, verse 9, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark upon his forehead or upon his hand, he shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of Elohim, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. People that love the system, love stuff, love the way of the world, won't come over, won't repent, they want to stay they want to stay with their stuff. Stuff is going to destroy them. And he gives more battle plans. Chapter 21 of the book of Revelations, verse 8. But as for the cowardly and untrustworthy and abominable and murderers and those who whore and drug sorcerers and idolaters and all the false, their part is in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. What I tell you about the second death, that doesn't affect us. Verse 7, the prior verse, the one who overcomes shall inherit all this, and I shall be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. We are sons of Yahweh. And we're the ones that this stuff isn't going to touch. Whew. chapter 22 of Revelations. Verse 15. But outside are the dogs. Talking about the city of New Jerusalem that's coming down. And those who enchant with drugs, and those who whore, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and all who love and do falsehood. Battle plans. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Battle report. How are we doing in this battle? Now, that has to go on an individual basis, one by one. We've got organizations and truth tellers and websites and all this stuff. Okay, EFR has been attacked. PayPal and our any kind of funding that people would want to send to us. Andy Hitchcock has had his books pulled, and he has to go through a different source to distribute his books. Same way with Eli. I have never gone with Amazon or any of the others. I've always been self-distributing off my website for my Torah, and now the prophets is done. That's done. That second volume is finished. It's even bigger than the Torah because there's so many books and so many notes. It's a really big book. I'm already into Psalms. I'm transposing that and computerizing everything. I have all that stuff done, but I got to computerize it and do the notes and format everything, and that takes time. That's going to be the writings. Okay, that's going to be the smallest of the three books. People really like what they get when they get the stuff from me. They're not bound. They're three-hole punched, so you can put them in a big notebook. They're meant to be worked with. And if the page gets a little messed up, say you tear one of the pages accidentally turning it or something, three-ring binders are a little rough on paper. You can unclip the binder and take it out and run it through your copy machine, and then you got a new page. I make them so you can copy them. You can't copy and produce these things as cheaply as I can. It's cheaper to get them from me than it is trying to do it yourself. It'll cost you a bloody fortune. This prophet's is huge. And it costs more to ship it. It costs more to print it. It's a lot more pages and a lot more work. And I'm very pleased. I'm in like the sixth printing of the Torah, and I do like 25 at a time or more, and I just keep sending them out. People want them, and they go all over the world, and it's the Word with no changes, and that's got them upset, man. You the hate mail I get for telling the truth like everybody else. That's part of the battle. It's a battle report. We're making headway. We're making the enemy very nervous. They're really getting upset. Ain't that a shame? And they're reacting. They panic, and they make stupid mistakes, and they show their true nature publicly, and it exposes them even more. They're shooting themselves in the foot. And that's what we want. We want them to make these mistakes. This is a good thing. Good thing. The more mistakes they make, the easier it is for us to combat them. And the more we combat them, the more mistakes they make. So that's, you know, hey, look, it's a win-win. We're going to win this. They do not have a clue what they're facing because they don't believe. They're of their father, the devil. And they don't realize what the wrath of Yahweh is going to do to them. They don't believe. And that's what's going to destroy them. They're going to self-destruct. The devil has never been able to create. He can only pervert what's already created. That's all he can do. And they don't want to hear what's coming. They just don't want to hear it. All right. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And I love to read. I read this a lot. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. All right. Payback time. Okay. The people that are doing this evil to us, these enemy troops, this is part of the battle plan. All right. Repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. That would be angels, okay, if you have to have that. Rest with us. Our ongoing battle that we're in right now, we're going to get resupplied and fresh troops. Because we're winging it right now. And we're on the front lines. We're taking the hits. We are taking the hits. And it's an honor to do so. It's like being in Gideon's army, where he eliminated all the ones that Yahweh didn't want. Well, that's what he's done now. Oh, there's only a few of us. Hey, you're right. There's only a few of us. He doesn't want everybody. Coffee. Everybody's not going to make it. We're gathering the remnant. We're preaching. We're preaching constantly here and elsewhere. Putting out books, waking people up. But it's up to those individuals to join the remnant. They have to come over. They have to repent. They have to obey Yahweh's rules. That's the stumbling block, those rules. They don't like rules. Oh, yeah, they want to acknowledge that there's Yahweh, but they don't want to go by his game plan. And you cannot win a battle unless you follow the commander's orders. You have to have a coordinated effort. And that's what Scriptures is. It's a coordinated how-to manual on how to fight this war we're in. A lot of us are doing that. And it is done in our individual lives. We're not all bunched together. We're not armed to the teeth. We're not a militia. We're an army of Yahweh scattered worldwide. And we each have our own battlefront to fight on. Each one. It's our daily lives right now. We fight an individual battle every day. And it's hard. Sometimes we take big hits. There's a price to pay here for being one of His. But the rewards are so great, I discount what goes on here. Been there, done that. If they kick my door in and shoot me, then they do. But I'll die of old age. Man, I'm in my 70s. Come on. And I'm going stronger and harder than ever because He has made me capable of doing that. He has given me this for a reason. Whew. Boy, has He ever. And I'm not saying it's a cakewalk. I'm not telling you it's all peace and love and kumbaya and warm and fuzzy teddy bear time. No. I mean, it's confrontation after confrontation after confrontation. It's stressful. It's hard work. You wouldn't believe the hours I put in. But then I'm called to do that. That's my job. And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, how do you think all these books get published? How do you think all these shows get put together? Everybody wants to listen to them. And if they don't go on, if there's a technical problem, gripe, 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 gripe. Why aren't they archived? Why aren't they this? Why? Well, what are you doing to help? Nothing? Okay, then just take what you get. This is free. EFR is free. You get to tune in and listen. And it's a freebie. It doesn't cost you a thing. Don't complain. Be happy that we're on the air at all. Just keeping this thing on the air on a volunteer basis is tough. You don't get to see the work that goes into it. That's part of the battle. That's part of the battle plan and the battle report. EFR is up and running. Major weapon in the war. That's what we do. Yet people still, they complain. They're not grateful. I'm not talking about everybody, but some. The whiners. Look, quite honestly, I get tired of the whiners. I'm a man. I have feelings. When I hear people whine and cry and complain, you're always going to have them. You know, somebody gives somebody a brand new Cadillac car. Yeah, but I wanted a different color upholstery. We got a free car, but I wanted a different color upholstery. Oh, please. Hey, look. Be happy with what you got. Not saying that EFR is Cadillac. It's more of a Jeep. But hey, that's pretty good. It'll get you where you need to go. That's the main thing. I love doing this and being part of EFR. I really do. Back to 2 Thessalonians. I got off track. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. He gave us a set of rules. Okay. Those who do not obey. Hey, you've been told how to. And if you won't, that's tough on you, man. After a while, it gets old. And it wears on us. But we keep on keeping on because it's our duty. It's our job. It's what Yahweh has called us to do. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength? When he comes, verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed and the set apart ones, that's us, the set apart ones, and to be admired among all those who believe in that day because our witness to you was believed. Set apart ones. That's the remnant. Set apart, dedicated to Yahweh. Fully, 100% committed. No wishy-washy, no fence-sitters. No lukewarm. All the way. Battle report. That's what it takes to win a battle. It takes dedicated soldiers without fear. Now, what have we got to fear? Well, they might kill us. They might take all my stuff. What happens if you get hit by a bus? Crunch! Okay. Bus jumps the curb or you stepped out in front of it, one or the other. Doesn't make you less dead, and you're not taking any of your stuff with you. Okay. You speak out, and you are an advocate for Yahweh and his laws and Yeshua. And some thug, when you're speaking publicly, shoots you in the head. What difference does it make whether you get shot in the head or you get run over by a bus? Results are the same. And the results are the same because you're not taking any stuff with you. Somebody else is going to get your stuff. And if your body wears out, and you check out in the middle of the night, you don't wake up in the morning, the results are the same. Somebody else is going to get your stuff. What are you going to do while you're alive in service to the Father? That's the question. The big question. How are you going to live your life? Are you going to be in the battle or are you not? I mean, you've been given the rules. Don't say you haven't heard the rules. If you listen to this show, you get the rules. Oh, yeah. But the ones who are lukewarm, they're going to be spewed out. And they're not going to take their stuff. And they're going to leave this temple and sleep for a while until the resurrection and then the judgment. And it tells you quite clearly in the book that if you're lukewarm and you're ashamed, and you don't want to work for Yahweh, you don't want to work for Yeshua, you're ashamed, you're afraid to talk about him because you might get punished in this world, that he's going to be ashamed of you in front of the Father. And you don't get redeemed. You go to the second death. You are either for him or you are not. There's no middle ground. You're in this war, whether you like it or not. You're in this battle. Right now, he's been taking out some of the enemy. We've seen some of these shills and traitors and trolls and abominations that have been walking this earth dying. They're checking out. He's taking them out. He does this on a gradual basis. He makes that decision. That's how he does it. He doesn't do it to our timetable. He does it his way, and we need to be happy about that. We don't need to put our little ego and our little opinion in. Let Yahweh do Yahweh's thing. We have enough to do in our lives that we don't need to worry about what the Father's going to do with these dirt balls. He's going to deal with the dirt. Okay, he's going to sweep out and clean the house. Our job is to witness and to fight this battle as best we can right now. Right, we're in the opening stages of the end. That's the battle report. The final battle is ramping up, and it may not be playing out the way we want, but it's going to be the way Yahweh wants. His will be done. Don't complain. Let Yahweh do his thing, and he will repay those with affliction that afflict us. Okay, verse 6 of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, he will rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. They're going to get theirs. Battle plan, battle report, right there. This is what's coming. He's already doing some of that. We're seeing the results of his wrath. It's building. And he's clearing out the path ahead of us. We need to be ready to walk down that path. In full battle array, with the armor of God on, with that sharp two-edged sword coming out of our mouths called the Word. You may not be called to be a preacher, but you are called. If you are a Christian, you are called to be a witness. You may not do what I do, but you are to witness. And if you won't witness, you are ashamed of what was done for you at Calvary. And you're going to pay a price for that. That's a warning. You understand? If you won't witness, you're lukewarm and you will be spewed out. Well, I might get fired. Well, you might. What kind of price is that to pay? You scared? Are you scared? You should fear Yahweh more than you fear anything man can do to you. Because it's coming. It's coming. Going to be real unpleasant when it all hits. Now we're waiting for all these big blow-ups and all this violence, and it's happening. There's skirmishes all over. The battle's joined. We're in the battle. The battle's going on now. Maybe not full force, not full frontal assault with tanks and planes, but it's going on. And if you're in the war zone and you get attacked, you better be ready to fight. Cuz because this is not the time that he told the disciples not to fight. That was just the disciples. He told us to sell our cloak and buy a sword. You better be ready. And if you are, I told you, the cowardly, they're not going to enter the kingdom. If you're afraid, you're not going to make it. If you are so scared of this world, you're going to lose your place in the other one. I just, you know, I said it. There it is. Deal with it. Call me names. Hate on me. The cowardly aren't going to make it. And if you won't stand for Christ, he won't stand for you. End of message. I'm going to play the bumper music in a tune and get out of here. I've made enough people angry today. Well, we'll see you. I'll get you on the next show. Take it easy. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.